The fifth glorious mystery, the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Mary describes her entry into heaven. The approach of the eternal love had the sign that I expected. Everything became devoid of light and colour, of voice and presence. And the brightness and the voice, descending from heaven and open to my spiritual sight, were coming down upon me to take my soul. People say that I would have rejoiced at being assisted in that hour by my Son. But my sweet Jesus was indeed present with the Father when the love, that is, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the eternal Trinity, kissed me for the third time in my life. It was a kiss so powerfully divine that my soul exhaled, becoming lost in contemplation, like a drop of dew absorbed by the sun in the calyx of a lily. And I ascended with my spirit, singing hosannas to the feet of the three whom I had always worshipped. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I was like a pearl in a setting of fire, assisted at first and then followed by the procession of the angelic spirits who had come to assist me in my eternal celestial birth. I was expected by my Jesus even before the threshold of heaven and on its threshold, by my just earthly spouse, by the kings and patriarchs of my stock, and by the first saints and martyrs. Then, at the right moment, I entered as queen, after so much grief and after living much humility, being the poor maid of God, into the kingdom of infinite delight. And heaven closed again on the joy of having me, of having its queen, the only one whose mortal flesh was acquainted with glorification before the final resurrection and the last judgment. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In a separate dictation to Maria Valtorta, Mary says, My humility did not allow me to think of so much glory reserved for me in heaven. In my thought was the certainty that my human flesh, made holy by having borne God, would not undergo corruption. For God is life, and when he fills a being with himself, he is like an aroma, protecting this being from death. Not only had I been fused with him in a chaste and fertile embrace, but I had been pervaded in the most hidden recesses by the origins of the divinity which was concealed in my womb and which was intent on covering himself with mortal flesh. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
But I did not think that the goodness of the Eternal should have reserved for his handmaid to feel again on my members the touch of the hand of my Son, his embrace, and his kiss. I did not think that I was to hear his voice again with my ears, to see his face with my eyes, and to experience anew the joy of caressing him. No, I did not think that this would be granted to me at once, nor that I deserved it. It sufficed to me that these blessings should be granted to my spirit, and that my happiness as a blessed one would already be full. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
But as a witness to his creative thought regarding man, God wanted me in heaven, in soul and body. I am the certain witness to what God had conceived and willed for man. He had conceived an innocent life, unaware of sin, and a placid passage from this life to the complete life, like someone crossing the threshold of a house to enter a royal palace. The complete being would pass from the son of the earthly paradise to the son with a capital S of the heavenly paradise, increasing the perfection of the person in flesh and in spirit with the full light which is in the heavens. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When taken up to the glory of heaven, God the Father set me before the patriarchs, the saints, the angels, and the martyrs. And he said, "This is the perfect work of the Creator, which is what I created in my image and likeness. This is the result of a divine creative masterpiece, the wonder of the universe, which sees enclosed in a single being the divine in the immortal spirit. This is the witness to my love for man, for whom I created the perfect organism and the blessed destiny of an eternal life in my kingdom." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
God the Father continues, "This is the witness to my forgiveness for man, to whom by virtue of a threefold love I have granted rehabilitation in my sight. This is the mystical touchstone. This is the link between God and man. This is she who takes time back to the first days and gives my divine eye the joy of contemplating Eve, whom I created as I created her, and now rendered even more beautiful. Because she is the mother of my son and of the martyr of forgiveness. From her heart, which knew no stain, I open the treasures of heaven. And for her head, which knew no pride, I make my radiance into a crown. And I crown her, for she is holy to me, so that she will be your queen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary says, "Maria, there are no tears in heaven." But there was something which compensated for the joyful weeping the spirits would have had if they had been granted to weep. There was a sparkling of lights, a colour change of splendour into more vivid splendours, a burning of fires of charity in a more brightly inflamed fire, and an unsurpassed, indescribable sounding of harmonies. The voice of my son joined itself to all of these in praise for both God the Father and for the servant of God, eternally blessed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Maria Valtorta describes how she was given, through the eyes of her spirit, a sublime vision of paradise. Mary was standing between the Father and the Son, with her hands, her gentle, snow-white, small and very lovely hands, crossed over her breast. Her face, a tender, perfect, loving and very delicate face, was slightly raised. Filled with veneration, Mary was looking at the Father. She did not say a word, but her whole gaze was a voice of adoration, prayer, and song. Filled with love, she then looked at her Jesus. Every caress of her soft eyes was saying, "I love you." From time to time she would lift up her face and gaze even more to seek out the love that was shining high above her. And then its dazzling light became ignited. She would receive the kiss of love. The Spirit would flame forth more brightly and Mary's gaze would merge with his splendours. Mary would then turn her glance back to the Father and the Son. It seemed that, having been made the repository of love, she was distributing it. What a poor image I convey. I shall state it better. It seemed that the Spirit was choosing her to be the one who, gathering all love into herself, would then bear it to the Father and the Son, so that the three would join and kiss one another, becoming one. Oh, the joy of comprehending this poem of love and to see the mission of Mary, the seat of love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Just before Christmas 1943, Mary says, "Maria, I had thought of finishing after Christmas this illustration of the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. For without your realizing, I spoke to you about all of them, and especially about the white ones of rejoicing and the radiant ones of glory, since for the purple ones there is only one name, pain. And all of them are a single pain. But you that love me have so many afflictions and understand that only by forgetting the earth for the sake of heaven do these afflictions become bearable for your hearts. And I reveal to you the lights of heaven. The mystical necklace is complete. I give it to you for the birthday of my Son, and with it my blessing and my caress. Be good and love me. I am with you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.